WKLL, Frankfurt, Utica, Rome. The bastard child of Galaxy Communications. Modern Rock. Modern Rock. 94 Kid Rock.
I'm moving high.
Central New York's local, regional, and indie music showcase. Backstage Live on Modern Rock K-Rock.
Modern Rock K-Rock's Backstage Live, Central New York's local, regional, and independent music showcase. A couple from Hollow right there. Man, the guys in Hollow are in the studio, so Dallas will probably tell you all about those songs. Two of them. Two brand new ones, right? I'm the first one to get them.
Yeah. No, we just recorded those at Fatboy Studios, and so far, so good. I mean, we got two more. The vocals aren't done, but everything else is all set.
That sounded like fully mixed to me and all mastered and ready to go.
It's close, but little things here and there, you know? I mean, we're working on it, but...
What's the fun part about working with Jeff out at Fatboy? Does he help you guys out a lot? Or does he goof around? Because he is kind of a goofy guy, you know?
Well, he plays a lot of our parts for us. And
he plays all of them, like any good producer, right?
No, he's good. The kid's very, very talented. I mean, he can play drums, bass, guitar, anything.
The guys from Hollow are in the studio. You should all probably introduce yourselves. This is the first full Hollow show I've had, right? I've had you in a couple of other times to talk, but this is the first time I've actually had you guys in as just Hollow on the show. So we're going to do it the full hour today. Introduce yourselves. Go right ahead, guys.
I'm Mike, play the drums.
I'm Dallas, I play guitar.
And I'm Jeremy, and I play the bass.
Pick up this other microphone right here. That's what I was wondering what the odd sound was. There you go. Now you all have a microphone. That's a good thing. You got to get about this far away right here. If you're that far away, you're all good, and the sound is 100% clear. So Hollow have been around how long?
Around 2 years.
Yeah.
A little bit over 2 years.
Is that primarily primarily the band you started, and then you went out and found everybody, or did it come together with the two of you?
Actually, me and Jeremy were in a band previous. And that was called Aftermath. And we were actually in
I remember Aftermath. Right? That was a good CD. Yeah, good demo you guys had out.
We were pretty young. But
so, yeah, me and Anthony were playing around. And we found Dallas and Jeremy. And they decided to come along and try us out. And it worked.
I mean, we all have different styles. But together, we somehow make something listenable, you know. But, well, actually, Anthony would be here, but something came up at the last minute. Nothing serious, but he just had something come up. But
well, we're glad it's nothing serious, absolutely, with that. Or you were going to do an acoustic thing, right? You had that plan?
We were thinking about that, too, but we just ran out of time, so.
Ah, it's unfortunate. I would have liked to have definitely heard something acoustic in the studio from the guys in Hollow. You guys, last year you played the Bleachers Band Search. This year you registered for it again. What is the date you guys are going to play?
This year, June 3rd. Looking at.
And who's playing on the bill with you? Do you have that?
I didn't write that down.
I have it somewhere, but it's not in front of me.
Well, that's the last night, too, so hopefully it'll be a good crowd.
Last night of the first round.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to have your work cut out. Hopefully those scores won't leak and you won't be, we got to beat these guys and these guys. Be sabotaging people over there and stuff. You've won a battle of the bands in the past, though, right? Or a couple of them.
Just the one, I think.
969 last summer.
Where was that?
Right in downtown Utica.
State office building.
What'd you guys win in that?
$2,000, and they gave us another show, I think.
Yeah,
and did that enable you to create your first EP that you have available now?
Definitely
it didn't
help.
Hurt.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I think we paid off all our sound equipment. That's what we did with that.
But. Well, so you're not in debt that way anymore. You're just in debt for the EP.
It's overhead right now.
Oh, you're not even in debt for this. Hold On is the name of the, five-song EP?
Yep.
Came out roughly 3-4 months ago?
Sounds about right.
Am I right? And where'd you record this one?
Actually, we did that at our own studio, which isn't a studio. It's Mike's bedroom, but,
kind of a house.
Not a problem. Some of the best CDs on the planet were recorded in the living room or something like that. So let's get into a track off this EP so they can know exactly what we're talking about. This is The Sound of Nothing. Where does this take us on the journey about this song?
This was just one of those songs that came together. It was a jam, pretty much.
I think it's just one of those classic like relationship songs. That's basically...
Anybody in particular?
We all have our own people.
All right, so it is Hollow, and it is track 3 on their Hold On EP. This is The Sound of Nothing. It's Backstage Live on Modern Rock K-Rock. Yeah.
are no longer required to kiss the boss's ass. It's the weekend.
Whoa, mama!
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
Modern Rock K-Rock's Weekend Ruckus.
Oh, gnarly!
On Modern Rock K-Rock.
Modern Rock K-Rock's Backstage Live. For over a decade, Central New York's source for local, regional, and independent music. Yeah, that is Hollow, too. And that is two songs from Hollow off their Hold On EP. Yeah, it is Hold On. I thought I had the name wrong for a minute. 15 Years was the last one you heard, and then The Sound of Nothing before that. Where can they pick this thing up? What stores is it available in?
You can go either Last Unicorn, or you can get off the website, which is HOLLOWE.com.
Yes, they spell it HOLLOWE. For a while, I was calling it something other than Hollow, but I think Hallow or something like
Halloween.
That.
Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, people still spell it wrong, so that's all right.
And you said you recorded this in his basement?
Bedroom.
In his bedroom. Well, we won't go there.
Pretty much anywhere we thought it sounded.
Yeah, vocals
anywhere
in the bathroom.
Anywhere we thought it sounded decent. So,
who mixed that? You?
That was actually done by my brother, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he picked up some recording equipment, and it turned out pretty good for a first-time deal. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad at all. It doesn't sound that bad at all.
Dave worked really hard on it, too. I mean, he actually does, he's kind of like the glue of the band. I mean, he keeps us together and
gets our website up and running, so.
Yeah, he does a lot.
Yeah, he helps out a lot. It was basically all of us just spending time.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, in Dave's bedroom, just mixing stuff and recording in bathrooms, bedrooms, wherever we could.
In bathrooms, like, you don't even have to use an echo effect, right. You know
yeah.
what I mean? You can
we try some vocals in the bathroom. And, so.
Yeah, we tried to get some natural reverb. You know?
Did you flush the toilet in there for a little effect in the background? And, like, there's something hidden in one of your
not
songs?
On purpose.
Like,
actually, there's a lot of stuff in Devoted. There's some stuff off the first track. There's, like, backwards, really hidden, like, quiet stuff.
Really?
Yeah, there's a... you can't really... It's really hard to hear in most areas, but there's a... There's a Bible passage in Devoted in the instrumental part.
Is there really?
Yeah.
We're going to have to get into that one and find out.
It's really cool.
So you went the opposite. You didn't put any satanic messages. You didn't put Bible messages on it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Turning the tables a little bit. The guys in Hollow are in the studio. HOLLOWE.com to find out more about them. You've got some other gigs coming up. You always seem to.
May 30th, we're playing Go Man Go Showcase with a 1 pound piece. And that's at Nothing Fancy. And we're doing a cancer benefit, the Relay for Life, at the Sequoia Valley, and that's June 7th.
All right, let's get into some more music from you guys. As I say, you played at the Bleachers Band Search on the Road to the K-Rockathon last year, and I've got your disc. One of the few discs I have from that is the Hollow version, the Hollow set from, was this round? This was the second round. No, it was the, you made it to the third round, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this was the third round.
Third was final, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. This is second round. This is from the second round.
Yep.
You weren't too happy with this show,
no,
you said?
That was a while ago, and I don't know. I just think we were a little bit more on the nervous side. It was more of our early stages of the band, so.
Yeah, we've matured since then, I think, so.
But it's still a passage in time from the life and times of Hollow.
Definitely. Something we had to go through, I think, to make us better today, you know?
Yeah. The one you're about to hear is one that's going to be on the new CD as well. So.
And it's got an intro, too, like an instrumental intro, which I really dig.
Yeah, it's really instrumental. It kind of just came, we just started to play it before, right before we started the show. We're just like, let's start it. And so.
Does the intro have a name yet or anything? Or?
It's
just the intro.
It's just the intro.
And then the song that it goes into is called?
Morningstar.
Morningstar. And what's the message behind that, or what is the, how did that come about?
Oof.
You'd have to ask Anthony
that
one.
That's what
okay.
I think it's. Something more religious.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
say
that. Yeah, we hate saying that. We hate talking for him, but I believe it's one of those more faith songs. Not so much about religion, but more about personal faith like we were talking about before.
Personal belief. Okay, very good. Let's get into this. It is Hollow, Backstage Live on Modern Rock K-Rock.
crazy dream. I see now what, see what's wrong with me.
Modern Rock K-Rock's Backstage Live, now part of the Weekend Ruckus for over a decade. Central New York's source for local, regional, and independent music. And that was Live Stuff from Hollow, recorded at last year's Bleachers Band Search on the road to the K-Rockathon. What were the songs called once again? I'm sorry, I didn't write them down, did I? No, I didn't. It was the instrumental.
Yep, it was the instrumental leading into Morningstar.
Morningstar is the name of
that. That's going to be one of the ones coming up on the new EP.
Which you are currently recording. We heard two cuts from it, rough cuts off the top of the show. That's, it's going to be an EP again, you said?
Yeah, four songs, yep.
Yeah.
Four songs this time.
Oriented more for just, like, promotional reasons more than anything, you know what I mean? And then maybe next spring we'll have a full length for everyone. But yeah.
Where are you guys from in Central New York? Which area?
New Hartford area. Utica, New Hartford.
It's maybe Sequoia, like high schools, three of them went to Sequoia, and I went to New Hartford.
And you played football, right?
Yeah, I do currently, too.
You currently play. Yeah. Give a shout-out to your team, man.
It's Hamilton College. So,
how are you guys doing?
We're making our way out there. We're rebuilding, and 2 years we're going to be real strong. Next year we're going to be a lot better. So
I know the lacrosse team's doing pretty good this year, right?
They're nasty this year, and so hopefully we're going to be just as good next year. So
very good. You're recording with Jeff Moyer, of course, at Fatboy Studios. Do you have his email address and all that? You want to give Jeff a plug on the air?
It's Fatboy Studios. It's phatboystudios.am.com.
8m.com. You got to remember that. And he did the first two songs you heard at the top of the hour. Different producers for all this stuff. And it's all Hollow, though. It's all a passage in time from the guys in Hollow. And it's funny because I could see them critiquing their live version. Oh, you got to hear the new version. It's way better. We rearranged it and everything. And you were a little upset with your did a part where you had to tune down right after the instrumental, but it sounded like it belonged in there.
I had a different bass back then. It wasn't as easy to tune down, so.
We're going to take a quick break, get into more music, probably another live one, and then some more off of your Hold On EP, which is available on the website. Hollow, HOLLOWE.com is where you can find out more about these guys. Backstage Live on K-Rock.
They burn it, we turn it. Backstage Live on Modern Rock K-Rock.
Into my eyes, is it the for you? never knew. Sure have to say words, because how you feel is a new underheart. Do you belong to me? Could you be my everything? You're all I ever need. You have to say words, because how you feel, how you feel, oh baby, how you feel. It's understood. It's understood.
Attention. It is the Weekend Modern Rock Ruckus on Modern Rock K-Rock.
Backstage Live on Modern Rock K-Rock, CNY's local, regional, and independent music showcase. More stuff from Hollow. That is Devoted, the one where you were talking about the passages that you could hear. And then at the end, what did you put? You said there was something you put at the end that's kind of a hidden thing.
It's something he said. We flipped around backwards and put it real low in the mix. But if you listen closely, it's there.
If you listen with headphones and stuff like that, I'm sure you can hear
it. We got bored. We're like, what else can we do?
That's cool. So does that stuff come about, like, just at the spur of the moment? Somebody will think of it. Why don't we do this? And then you try it out. If it sounds good, you leave it in.
A lot of it happens by accident, too.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Who are the principal song and music writers in the band?
I write a lot of stuff. It depends on who brings something to the table. I mean, because we all work on whatever ideas are brought to us. So it's not like it's anyone's song, really.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Sometimes we bring in, like me or Dale, so it's easier to bring in a guitar part, a bass part, and like I'll bring in something, Dale will bring in something, we'll start playing. And sometimes the idea will totally turn around. Like, I'll be like, I have this new song planned out, we'll play it and it won't work. And then like an idea off of that will come, it'll be a whole different song. That's how a lot of songs happen. Some songs are just jams and they just start. Everyone's different.
And Anthony, of course, he's written a lot of strong stuff for us too. I mean,
is he the primary lyric writer, or do you guys all help with that?
I mean, once in a while, we'll throw in a comment here and there, but he don't like that.
You guys feel he has to sing it so he can write the lyrics. Yeah, well, pretty much don't care.
We trust him too, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of people ask us like who writes the lyrics, and when we tell them it's just him, they're like, "Well, he doesn't accept it." It's kind of like me telling Dallas what to play on the guitar. You know, we kind of respect it as like it's his instrument. We'll let him take care of that, and I think that's one of the most important part of his instrument, like with his voice, is that his words are amazing. So
the drum parts kind of come in last. You listen to what they're jamming to, and make something up along to it.
Sometimes, like before we practice, I'll just be playing. Dale will walk down and start playing with me, and before you know it, you know, we got something that's working. But we all kind of work
usually
together.
And actually, Mike's the only drummer that has ever written parts just like, oh, why don't you play this, and I'll sing like a melody. Which I don't know where he gets it from, but I don't know. We just start playing it. So, like, he kind of writes a little bit, too, like, on the guitar. So, we're like, all right.
Do you get a lot of people saying that he sings, like, very much like Ed Kowalczyk?
Live, yeah.
He's got a very live style of vocal.
You hear that the most, probably. Live. And then as a band, we sound like Creed a lot, so.
Well, especially when you see the band live in concert. I mean, it's a very similar voice. Yeah. Very, very vocal style, I guess you could call it. He sings with just as much emotion.
Yeah,
is kind of what it is. Hollow.com, the website. What do you have up there right now?
We got upcoming dates. We have a guest book. You can go sign that. What else we got?
There's actually samples of some of the songs on the demo.
None of the new stuff, but
lots of photos, links. We're kind of in the stages where we want to update everything, change things around, brighten up a little bit. But we're real busy right now with the upcoming CD, so. That stuff kind of goes in the back burners.
HOLLOWE.com is a website you're going to want to go to check out more about Hollow. And like they say, they're from the Sequoia and New Hartford type areas.
Yeah.
Utica area, pretty much. Utica but, area. Well, that's area. Sequoia's not really the Utica area.
Nah.
But those are basically the areas of Central New York.
Yeah.
And now you're being heard all throughout Central New York on Modern Rock K-Rock. It is a good thing. Good to have you guys here. We've got a couple more songs off the Hold On EP. Which you can get on the website. Anything else you wanted to plug? You got a couple more shows, or do you want to go over the dates again?
The Go Man Go website. It's gomangoshows.com.
And what's that all about? Explain the...
It's actually set up by Jim Hartnett. He used to be in the band Floating Noah.
Absolutely.
Some people might recognize. It's all original bands, and we set up showcases, and we're just trying to rally up original music, pretty much, in the area. So.
Usually it's one pump piece, Jim's new band, and they play a lot with us.
They're great. Three-piece band. I saw them at Nothing Fancy. Was it with you guys, or no? Was it with Sun Tzu? I think it was with Sun Tzu.
No, we
just played with them Friday, actually, in Rome.
So. Who else is in? Madison Underland. Who else plays?
Ground
Blanks, sorry. Mortis.
Yeah. Redrum played a few weeks ago at Nothing Fancy with them.
Is there a big movement out where you guys play out a lot for bands to start doing original music?
Everyone I've talked to lately is really starting to, they're getting into that. They want to write their own stuff. And
how are the club owners taking to that at this point?
At first, I think they were really like kind of nervous about it, like how the door would be. I think they kind of see that everybody really wants to do it. I think people are just more afraid to put themselves out there rather than just covering a band and everybody singing along to it.
Especially in this area, because just so many people who like to go out and see the songs that they know and stuff like that. And cover bands generally get by throwing in a couple of originals here and there. Even if they've got a lot of great originals, you know, they can only throw a couple in because...
People can only listen so long if they don't know it, so... Yeah. But so I definitely think the Go Man Go shows, the showcases helped a lot, I think. You know,
and what's that website again? Is it a website?
GoManGoShows.com.
And you can get in touch with Jim about that.
Yep.
Very cool to get in touch about that subject. Let's get into another song off the Hold On EP. This is, what track do I have queued up? Do I have one queued up? Yeah, number two, Somewhere in the Sky.
Okay, this was a tribute to the whole 9/11 thing.
Kind of came about. It was a song before that stuff started happening. It wasn't finished yet, and lyrics weren't really put in. And then we practiced on the day of 9/11 that night, and we were all kind of just weirded out by it because it was kind of surreal. And so we just kind of took that to the moment and wrote that.
It's Hollow. Backstage Live on Modern Rock K-Rock.
Stand all those left behind.
It's Modern Rock K-Rock's Backstage Live, Central New York's local, regional, and independent music showcase. Undecided. That wasn't Undecided. I'm sorry, that was Somewhere in the Sky. Undecided is going to be the last one we play off the CD in just a couple of minutes. Let's talk about the shows you got coming up once again after this. We'll take a quick break, and we'll wrap it up with the guys from Hollow on Backstage Live tonight. It's Backstage Live on Modern Rock K-Rock, wrapping up with the guys from Hollow. One last song off their Hold On EP. They have a couple of shows to tell you about. You're going to be opening up for Asia, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, the date's not confirmed yet, but it's a sure thing. We just got to wait for the place and when.
And we'll let everybody know. You've also got the other shows, the Go Man Go show.
Yeah, I just want to mention May 30th. That's going to be Nothing Fancy. And then the Cancer Walk, which is June 7th. And I encourage people to go to that. And it's a good cause. I mean, it affects everyone.
Right, so. In the middle of Sequoia, so it's not that far away for anybody. So.
Yep.
And hollow.com, right?
Yep.
HOLLOWE. To find out more about you guys, buy the EP. Thank you so much for stopping in. I appreciate it tonight. One last Hollow tune. This is Undecided. Set this one up for me. We will be on our way.
One of the first songs we wrote, and we redid it to see if we can make it sound different.
And that's it. It's Hollow. I'm Backstage Live.
To say goodbye, watching an angel fly on by. Never wanted to adjust or to a life without you, from a life that meant so much. And now I wonder why. God's hands.
Frankfurt, Utica, Rome. The bastard child of Galaxy Communications. Modern Rock. Modern Rock. 94 K-Rock. It'll start as a...